producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To a Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. What is on your mind? I want to know. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Yesterday, we spent a fair amount of time, especially at the top of the show, trying to unpack the details surrounding the story of this Sergeant Borgdahl. And, boy, there's a lot more here, isn't there? Really, hard to understand. Weekly Standard has some very interesting reporting going on here on this right now. And, you know, you have one issue of the whole process of, you know, one of ours for five of theirs. The president did speak out on this today. What did I see? He said, this is this vintage President Obama. CNN report says that Obama defends the prisoner exchange for Sergeant Bo Borgdahl, saying we don't leave men and women in uniform behind. Okay, does anybody anywhere disagree with that? Of course not. And by the way, there's examples where we have left them behind. The one in Mexico is a good example right now. So go, you know, go do that. We get that. There's little doubt about that. Question is, how do you get them back? And what do you do? And so, obviously, there's questions about the precedent that was set here, this five-for-one swap, and all of that. But the growing intrigue to me is on the fact that, and this is the new stuff I have from the Weekly Standard, where they quickly determined that this guy had been a deserter and stopped looking for him after a certain period of time. Another little interesting tidbit. Success in some of the attacks of the Taliban and the enemy increased, spiked immediately after his release. Well, that makes you say, not only did he bolt, he also is giving out information, obviously, rather quickly to help the enemy. So here's the question I guess I have. What now? Just with the facts we have in this case, what now? I mean, this guy really shouldn't leave our custody, should he? Until we get the answer to all this? You know, there's a lot of questions here. Here's the piece in the Weekly Standard. He's at best a deserter, at worst a traitor. That from a soldier who served with him, saying, honestly, I think he just wanted to go out on an adventure without having anybody to answer to, without having anything to worry about. When he was asked why the guy left the base, he wanted to be able to go out and see Afghanistan for himself without the army stopping him or having to tell him what to do. I think he was just trying to go out on an adventure. Well, then one report has how many casualties as a result of the search for him? Was that six, Chris? Did I see that right? Think of that. Six soldiers killed searching for a guy who was out on an adventure. So a couple of messes here. One, how it was handled, the swap, the notification. Republicans want hearings on that ASAP. And then, of course, how he ought to be dealt with. Knowing what you know now, what do you think ought to happen? I want to know your take on that at 855-200-1776. We have some serious drama going on in the Fargo City Commission race. And, you know, quite honestly, it's probably helping the candidate in question, John Strand, because he's the focus of so much discussion that anybody following this race would have to know he's in the race. And the controversy is over kind of a creative, this is a very creative little campaign gimmick that John Strand used. What he did was he took a projector and projected his campaign image, Stand with Strand, I Stand with Strand, the campaign logo, on the side of the city water tower. And that called into question a law which prevents the use of public property for the purposes of political campaigning. And anyone found guilty of that offense can be stripped of their government job or candidacy in a public election. And by the way, he's already a public official, a school board member since 2008, running for one of two open seats on the Fargo City Commission. He has maintained that it was legal to use the projection, but he basically said, I'm going to stop this as soon as somebody brought it to his attention. Initially, Birch Burdick, the Cass County State's Attorney, said, this is illegal, but I can't really call for an investigation unless I have someone that files a complaint, and the only one really was standing is fellow candidates. Well, now someone has come forward, evidently not a candidate, and said, wait a minute. And that was, and that person came forward because the reports that said the county wouldn't pursue charges against him because there wasn't a formal complaint, and the formal complaint had to come from another candidate. Birch Burdick said, if a candidate called, I'd probably ask the police department to do an investigation, and then we'd do whatever we'd do once we got the investigation. North Dakota Century Code states a person is engaging in corrupt electioneering if that person uses public services or property for a political purpose, including campaigning. Now, you got to get into a whole debate about using public property, because the projector was his, but the water tower wasn't, and he's projecting an image onto the water tower. Now, it didn't cost a public entity anything, so it wasn't used in the sense of I'm using stationery or I'm using a government car to go out and campaign or something. But technically, it's public property, and I guess if that prevailed, what else could? I don't know. The one thing I do agree with, if it's against the law. Or the Birch Burdick, the attorney, the Cass County State's Attorney, believes it's against the law. I'm not sure it should matter who ultimately complains about it. Should it? And do you believe this is a clear-cut case of breaking the law? Again, prevents the use of public property for the purposes of political campaigning. Projector onto a water tower. I got to admit, when I first saw the story, I thought it was pretty creative. Kind of a unique idea. On the other hand, you read the law and you go, uh-oh. And then you got to debate, well, what's using? And, John Strand, to his credit, as soon as it was brought to his attention that this was illegal, dismantled it. And by the way, he's pointing to a 1979 North Dakota Supreme Court decision when a lawsuit was lodged against a Supreme Court justice, Justice Gerald Vandewall, who was accused of corrupt electioneering for filming a TV campaign ad wearing his formal judge, his robe, while seated at the bench of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said it was okay for him to do that. They determined the intent of the corrupt electioneering law was to prevent financial misuse of public property or dollars. And basically said, you turned the lights on and you wore a robe, that didn't cost anybody anything. So he's got obviously that in his favor as well, and he has an attorney backing him up on all of it now as well. But voters of Fargo, does it matter to you? Do you think it's breaking the law? Love to know your take on this. Today on the program. And the war on coal. We have response from the industry to the EPA's new carbon rules from the Obama administration on existing coal-fired plants. Ready for this? They call it a recipe for disaster. A recipe for disaster. higher electricity prices, less reliable energy grid, two outcomes of the decision. The first ever plan to cut carbon dioxide pollution from existing power plants with a mandate of 30% reduction in emissions from their 2005 level by the year 2030. The president of the Lignite Energy Council said the industry already has deployed technology about $2 billion worth in North Dakota in the past 5 years. Thing I think the industry doesn't get enough credit for, the amount of dollars they're spending now to tackle this problem, which has significantly reduced carbon emissions and is uncertain about how it will comply with the new standards. We've made billions of dollars of investments already. This rule puts another mandate on us to spend billions more chasing down this perhaps unachievable target. Is that what they want? Do they want an unachievable target in your view? That's what I want to know. Do they want an unachievable target? We're going to talk with some folks from the Lignite Energy Council on the program today. Senator John Hoeven, too, on this issue. Stay tuned.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a war on the people. It's a war on the middle class. It's a war on anybody that pays an electric bill. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Well, a good point. It's a war on us then, right? That sounds like us. But, you know, I mean, it is a war on coal. The casualties of the war on coal is the consumer. But I think the caller's point is well taken in the sense that I think anybody that opposes what they're trying to do here and agrees that they're setting unachievable goals. Here's the deal. What really frosts me is, let's say they somehow were able to wave a magic wand and achieve the goal. All right? You know, India and China and other countries are going to continue to burp more carbon emissions into the air, and it doesn't make any difference. That's the bizarre thing. So you cripple the economy, you cripple an industry, you cost jobs, you send skyrocketing electricity rates, and the air doesn't have any better outcome. So that begs the question, and Blanquita Cullum is here, one half of the Golden Girls today. Really, is this about less carbon emissions in the air, or is this about the usual prop up to the green, you know, environmental utopia that these people worship at the altar of?
And here's what's so crazy that I have really experienced over the past couple of years that I've been doing the hard question with the oil companies and the alternative folks, but mainly with fossil fuel companies. They are support green initiatives. But everyone understands that you can't just get there without using fossil fuel. I mean, you know, you can't really make that transition because it's not in place. And why are you chastise the oil companies if they, have any kind of quote-unquote help trying to go out there and do fracking and survey the properties to try to be able to, you know, create those horizontal wells. But you will give a considerable amount of money to green, quote-unquote, solutions, in many cases that haven't worked. And we're looking at a lot of the companies like Solyndra that have taken a lot of money from the government and have been a colossal failure. The madness continues.
Does it ever?
And, you know, I think people are going to have to understand that politics is not a spectator sport. And I talk about this a lot with you, Scott, because right now so much is coming from Washington that is absolutely preposterous that people have to understand that they are a part of the solution or they can be a part of the problem unless they get involved in voting, working for candidates, being a voice at city councils, at PTAs, meeting the members. Because right now, Washington, they're making decisions that many people, even people who were elected, have not been made aware of that are affecting the future of the sovereignty of our country and the national security of our country.
Stephen Hayes is writing at the Weekly Standard on the other big story of the day, swap that freed Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from jihadists in Pakistan in exchange for the transfer and ultimate release of the senior Taliban commanders previously held in Guantanamo Bay. Lawmakers are questioning the wisdom and legality of the move. Intelligence officials are expressing deep concerns about its ramifications. And those who served with Bergdahl or took risks in the efforts to rescue him are directly challenging the Obama administration's characterization of the former captive and his actions. I was going to just say that Susan Rice was on one of the Sunday shows, I think this week, and claimed that that Bergdahl wasn't simply a hostage. He was an American prisoner of war taken on the battlefield. He served the United States with honor and distinction. The president has come out today defending all this, saying we don't leave our men and women behind, period. But according to people that served with this guy, it's not true. A lot of these people are now speaking out. He was not a hero. What he did was not honorable. He knowingly deserted and put thousands of people in danger because of what he did. We swore an oath. We upheld ours. He did not, says one of his troops. He walked off, and walked off is a nice way to put it.
Okay, there's a couple of things there that really stick in my craw. First of all, even as a negotiator, Okay, even who the hell was negotiating? Because you asked, first of all, why five for a deserter? Why? They had to know his flawed background, okay? You can't tell me they didn't know his flawed background. So even if we don't leave a guy behind and we go get him, why do we give them five? Why couldn't we give them one? Even, I mean, why, and why those five? And whose mind did we make that deal? And who supported that deal? I mean, I want to know who handpicked those men for that one deserter. And the other thing that really bothers me is if this guy comes back and he is promoted to a sergeant, what is that message that is sending out to the military that's still serving and going back and serving more? You know, I've been with these veterans. I mean, what kind of thing is that going to do to morale when the commander-in-chief sends that kind of message to the military still engaged in our United States involvement?
Yeah, this is hard. There's so many different angles to this. It's unbelievable. I'm completely with you on five for one. I don't understand it, and I also think it sets a horrible precedent. I'm not sure. It does. Did they know about this? Did they know that the guy was essentially, he was
a
deserter?
They had to have known that. I'm sure, you know, these guys that are stepping out and saying what a jerk he was and how they believe he deserted his post, you know, they're taking the risk of coming out. Okay, that's a big thing of talking truth to power. Because remember, power can squash those guys and anything they do in the future. But the fact of the matter is they felt it was important enough to do it. And even Jeffrey Toobin on CNN says he believes the president broke the law.
Yeah,
At some point, people are going to come together, a voice of conscience, and not worry about whether we're left or right, Democrat or Republican, and worry about the sovereignty and the national security of the nation.
And should he face a court-martial? I mean,
of course he needs to face the court. He has to go before the military code of justice. I mean, come on, give me a break. And the guy's not even speaking English. Okay, maybe he has Stockholm Syndrome, whatever. What's the father saying the prayer in Pashto at the White House? I don't get that.
Yeah, I know. That was really bizarre. That was his dad yesterday, or was it the day before, I guess, upon his release. Boy, a lot of twists to this story. And I want to know what veterans want, because I want what the vets want. I think we all agree with the premise, you leave no man behind. But this one is some interesting twists. Thanks, BQ. Good chatting with you. More coming up, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Before the top of the hour, a lot of things going on today. Back on the war on coal and also the situation with Sergeant Bergdahl and the many twists and turns. I'm reading more stories about this. Another one from the Daily Mail. And we'll continue to unpack this as best we can for you. And again, all call to vets. I want to defer to vets on this one, on what you think is the right approach here. We also have a mayoral race and a city commission race and some spots on the park board and a number of races statewide, obviously, happening, even a ballot measure, for crying out loud, on next Tuesday, a week from today. And we're catching up with as many of the candidates as we can. Brad Wimmer, who is a candidate for the mayor post in Fargo, now currently a Fargo City Commission member, joins us in studio today to talk about his campaign. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm wonderful.
Last talked to you, I think, when you announced that you were running, and now several weeks into the campaign, how are things going?
It's going good. It's going good. We're tired. It's been a lot of work, and we're knocking on doors, and we're looking at businesses. We're talking to employees. We've been all around the city, and we'll continue to do that this week. And I've learned so much in the last month and a half, 2 months, that you know, it's almost frightening because the city is new. It's new. It's alive. It's energetic. It's looking for different things than I think even 4 years ago we envisioned. So I think bringing a new vision to Fargo and assembling our team and getting out of the office and working with West Fargo and Moorhead, working with the state of North Dakota, working with the region is what we've got to do. And we're going to make this region better.
When you say we, you've got a kitchen cabinet of sorts here that's been part of your whole grassroots effort, right?
Well, and and that's our campaign team is what you're referring to. We've got 15, 16 people across the board from all walks of life that are working on our campaign team, and we've had fun with that and all have contributed in various ways. And so we've got a real diverse committee that's been working very hard for the last couple of months. And a little bit what I'm talking as we move forward is just to work with our commission, to work with West Fargo's commission, Moorhead's commission, and work with those people as we form this region, and then work with the state and the different mayors and commissions and boards across the state of North Dakota and western Minnesota to make the region a better place to live, work, and play.
What does the campaign entail? What have you done to, you know, say, hey, here's what I'd do as a leader of Fargo, moving from a commissioner to a mayor?
Well, you know, I've talked to Vision. I've talked to the city employees. I've been to every department in the city. I've been to, as I say, literally 150 different entities throughout Fargo. And talk to them about setting a vision from on top, bring that down to our department heads and to our city commission. we're not going to all agree, but I think we're going to move it in a direction. And we're talking about growth. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about workforce, talking about flood control. A lot of key issues on the table right now. And we're going to work those in a collaborative effort. And we're going to show the city that here's where we think we're going. And we're going to engage the city in that. So, I mean, we've got to engage citizens more and more. The city's a different city than we have been in the past. And it's a young city. It's alive. We've got a lot of we're living longer. So we've got to have activity for all ages 12 months out of the year. So a little bit of my campaign has been engaging in a healthy initiatives. So as we live longer, we want to be active longer. And we're trying to do that, too, and make Fargo a healthier community in which to live.
Does that vision not exist now? From the perspective of elected leadership in the city of Fargo, are we lacking sort of a blueprint, a plan?
I think so. I think we're just reactive. We're more reactive. I think things are happening, and they're just happening. Fargo, a lot of things have just set in place. I think it's the perfect storm in Fargo, whether it was the movie years ago, whether it's the TV show that's on now, whether it's the revitalization of the downtown with the Renaissance Zone, whether it's any of a dozen companies that have moved to town that have helped revitalize us, whether it's the oil boom out in Williston, whether it's the ag economy. There's a lot of things in place here that are happening very positively. The economy's just good. And in North Dakota, in the valley, it's wonderful. So we just need to direct that.
And speaking of the energy boom that is happening, and certainly it's happening physically where the oil's coming out of the ground, where a large chunk of northwest of North Dakota. But the impacts are in businesses you're seeing every day as well, aren't they?
The impacts to the business up and down the valley are huge. And for us now to work with Grand Forks and to get out to Williston and get out to the oil patch, which I've done a couple of times, but I haven't done it in the last couple of years, so we want to take a team out there. They've been to us. They've come here to Fargo wooing businesses and trying to attract Fargo and engaging Fargo and the valley. Grand Forks has done a good job with that, too, but we want to figure out how we can help, how we can collaborate, how we can work with them, how they can work with us, again, to make everything a little bit better.
What would that message be? If you're out there to industry executives or whatnot, do you see Fargo playing a greater role?
Certainly, without a doubt. I mean, this thing isn't stopping. So, I mean, it's out there for, I think, at a minimum, Scott, 10 to 20 years, at a very minimum. And I think it's going to be longer than that. So I think it's going to sustain itself for a while. Who knows? History will tell us that. But I think whatever industry it is, whether it's employment, whether it's building, whether it's trucking, whether it's manufacturing, I think all of those things can happen better on this side of the state, away from all that activity, and then be trained, however, get back into the basin area and the Bakken area and help them out.
We're chatting with Brad Wimmer. Brad is a candidate for mayor in Fargo. And if you have a question or comment for him, always welcome your input, 855-200-1776. Should have mentioned that earlier, but we still have 5 minutes or so to chat with Brad here on the program. And Larry in Fargo does have a question or a comment. Go ahead, Larry. You're up for Brad Wimmer.
Well, just a statement rather than a question. Mr. Wimmer, the last thing the citizens of Fargo need is another big brother nanny in the mayor's office. We're quite capable of choosing our own diet, choosing our own exercise. We don't need big brother forcing things upon us, like the screwy bicycle lanes. Thank you.
All right. Is that your intent on the fitness side of this?
You know, fitness means a little bit of everything. Fitness means promoting the marathon. Fitness means promoting Streets Alive. Fitness means supporting our bike share program with NDSU and downtown and the colleges. Fitness means helping with the smoking issues. Fitness means just helping promote. We're not going to dictate things to people. They can eat and do things as they want. But I think as young people and young families move into the area, they move here because of our parks. They move here because of our bike trails and our walking trails and the attitude that Fargo has. And a lot of it's an attitude. It's a healthy attitude. And I think that's that helps things.
So you don't see that as being a nanny or
No. We're not going to oversee. We're going to try to stay out of the way of more government. We're going to run a lean government. We're going to run a very transparent government. But I think we will try to work with private, along with, again, those collaborations to get things done.
Will in Fargo, question for Brad Wimmer. Go ahead, Will.
Yes, I'll just make a statement that he can comment on it. It seems to me our society is so leaderless, so corrupted, that we have to take the single-family home dwelling, the primary dwelling, and from now on, you can tax that only for material costs. Never again can we tax the home for somebody else's wages, compensation, retirement benefits plan. If you're a public employee and you're a member of a union, you're a communist, and I'm done with all this nonsense, they're destroying the home, which is the foundation of foundation of all economies and the American dream. And this is just has to stop. The only way to stop it is to stop taxing the primary dwelling for anything except material costs. This is just going nuts. I'll let you comment on that, and I'll get off the air.
Well, I'm not sure where he's going with that. We're always a promotion of homeowners and of family homes and getting that in. We've got apartments. We've got homes in Fargo. I've been into...
Are property taxes too high?
Oh, certainly. Everybody's going to think that. But services, do we have too many services? No. That's a delicate balance. We're going to continue to work on that. I think our bang for the buck and our services that we offer in Fargo are as good as anywhere in the country. As I travel, I don't know, there's not a lot of frills as you work close to the city. We'll find those. We'll dive in and find those. Again, as a 95-year-old business, and I've been there 40 years, we're going to work to trim where we can. We're going to have to enhance some things. There's services we're going to have to enhance as Fargo's growing. We're not getting smaller. So as our footprint gets bigger, and again, that's a planning issue. Do we want our footprint to get bigger and much longer? So that's a vision we're going to have to provide. But we're going to work on single-family homes. We're going to work on the inner-city homes and making sure those have some incentives and some things so people can move into the inner city. And I'm talking the Horseman, the Roosevelt, the Jefferson, the Hawthorne, the Madison neighborhoods, our inner-city neighborhoods, as the outer neighborhoods are pretty good, and we've got the infrastructure there, but we want to keep working on the inner city. And we want to work on our homes, without a doubt. And that's another thing for the Bakken and the oil fields that we can help in Fargo is provide housing for a lot of these people. You can't believe how many families live here that send somebody out to the oil fields and work for a two-week period and then go back and forth.
Only have about a minute left, but some reporting and some of the coverage of the race has tried to sort of make this a bit of a nasty campaign between you and the current mayor, Denny Wallacher. Is it nasty in your
opinion? No, it's not nasty. Dennis, I think a little bit offended that I ran. He thought he was a little bit entitled to have this third 4-year term. And my thought is that we need to change these things up a little sooner. Dennis, I think, would agree. He was running at better efficiency the first or the second term. The third term, I think it's time for a new group to come in. That's why I gave up my commission seat. And I've tried to keep it on the up and up. I've tried to keep it very nonpartisan. I've tried to run a very clean campaign.
That doesn't have anything to do with his age or his fitness.
No. That's me. I talk about myself.
But I'm saying when you say, the third term, you're not going to be as good as the first term, that's probably in anything, I guess.
Well, right? I mean, that's why I'm running now. I think, Scott, that I would be at peak efficiency right now where I'm at in life, with experience, with parks, and with a commission of 8 years. So I've got the experience, I've got the energy, and I've got the enthusiasm, and I think you need to do that when you're peaked out.
Fargo voters will decide a week from today, and early voting's on, by the way, right?
Yes,
now.
We're ready.
You can go to Hilton Garden Inn or Doublewood if you're in Fargo, 10 o'clock this morning, and vote away all week long. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Brad Wimmer, candidate for mayor, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm trying to sort out all the different stories that are out there on this Bo Bergdahl return. Now, what is this? Washington Times exclusive. The Pentagon on several occasions had ground-level intelligence on where Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was being held captive at various times, down to how many gunmen were guarding him. But special ops commanders repeatedly shelved rescue missions because they didn't want to risk casualties for a man they believed to be a deserter. Commanders on the ground debated whether to pull the trigger on a rescue several times in recent years. According to one of the sources, a former high-level intelligence official in Afghanistan who said the conclusion each time was that the prospect of losing highly trained troops was too high a price to pay for rescuing a soldier who walked away from his unit before being captured by the enemy. Second source told the Washington Times that the rescue operation plans were high risk and became even less attractive in recent months when officials in the Pentagon's Joint Special Operations Command grew convinced the Taliban and the militant Haqqani network, whose operatives were holding Bergdahl, were eager to cut a deal for his release. Joint Special Operations Command always had the rescue mission on the table, and it was entirely under their ownership. But the big question centered on whether Bergdahl was somebody you risk lives for when you still have time and space to maneuver diplomatically, said the source, a high-level congressional aide who, like the former intelligence official, spoke only on the condition of anonymity. The aide also said there was frustration among some on Capitol Hill that the Obama administration had botched an opportunity to exert leverage over the Taliban, particularly since the U.S. military could have used force to secure his release. The prisoner swap was being built up as the only option that was available, but there's been knowledge of the general vicinity of where he was, down to how many guys were guarding him. The catch, the aide added, is that special operations commanders and others at the Pentagon never sought approval for the rescue mission from the White House because they believed in the pursuit of a diplomatic deal. Oh, man, oh, life. The aides of military officials in Afghanistan spent pushing for a stronger deal than was ultimately struck, but were superseded by the White House and State Department. The aide would not comment on what the parameters of a stronger deal may have looked like, beyond saying they would have involved the Pakistani government. The former intelligence official who spoke with the Times corroborated that assertion, but declined to offer further details, saying only the deal turned out the way it did because the administration wanted to close the door on this, no matter what the price was. Why is that? If they wanted to close the deal on this, no matter what the price was, and we know where the guy is at and how many people are holding him, authorize use of force to go get him, and you don't have to give up five guys to get him. I don't know. So many twists and turns. I can't sort this out. I don't know what to make of it. But I do want to know what our vets think of the deal. All of whom would subscribe to the theory without question, we don't leave one of ours alone. We don't leave him behind. That's a duh. That's a no-brainer. That's how the president's defending this. But it doesn't answer to a lot of the details about why he was in the predicament he was in, his actions after. So a lot to cover. Coming up, we're going to talk with a lobbyist, essentially, for the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council, their government relations director, to talk about, in fact, a longtime congressional staffer. And, you know, part of the CPA deal is sticking it to Congress again, too. You couldn't get what you wanted out of Congress the way you normally get it, so therefore you do an end around Congress. So in addition to the policy being bad policy, you know, it's another defiance of the Constitution. So we'll get the energy, we'll get the North Dakota Energy, or rather the North Dakota Lignite Council's take on that. Senator John Hoeven also will join us. A lot to cover with him. He'll be here at 10:30. We'll talk about the new EPA carbon emission rules, obviously. We'll talk about the VA scandal. We'll talk about the release of the Afghanistan POW. A lot of ground to cover with Senator Hoeven today on the program. So all that coming up. Let me tell you about the weather here a couple of minutes before our break. Want to get you up to speed on that. And how our forecast is doing. We'll start in the valley here. 63 degrees, heading for 77 in Fargo. Sunshine to start the day. A few afternoon clouds, high of 77. Partly cloudy, low about 54. So we look ahead here. Tomorrow, 81 with some rain showers. Thursday, 79, and Friday and Saturday, we cool off into the 60s. 46 at this hour right now in Tioga, heading for 75 today, mostly sunny skies. Some thundershowers tomorrow mixed with some sunshine, 72. Windy on Thursday and 79, then Friday, Saturday, same thing, down into the 60s. Forecast says mostly sunny near 75 today in the patch. Southeast wind at 10 to 15 tonight. Clouds, possibly an isolated thunderstorm, about 52 degrees. 54 headed for 77 at Williston at this hour. Watford City, 52, heading for 75. Newtown, 52. Stanley 52. Columbus, it's 54 degrees. It'll be 73 today there and a sunny one. Back in the Valley, Grand Forks, 61 degrees. And cloudy skies heading for a 77 today. Hillsborough, 59 at this hour. Grafton, 61, heading for 77. Kindred, 63. It'll be 79 there. Breckenridge, 59 at this hour. Fergus Falls, 59. Detroit Lakes, 59. Thief River, 59, heading for 75. Warroad, 57 degrees at this hour. Watertown, 59. 61 down to Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, at 55 degrees. Again, Fargo right now at this hour, 59 degrees, heading for 79 degrees. And you're up to date on the weather. What's on your mind? Tell me. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to sound off. Leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us on the air.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or Ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.